My recommendation to parents is these tests are important.
Interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvie. Many parents plan to have their child opt out of today's English Language Arts exam. But Ogilvie says the tests are designed to measure overall improvement in classrooms, schools, and districts.
We can argue about their intended use or purpose, but they are created and they are embedded in regulation and in federal law.
Ogilvie says he cannot recommend that a city school student opt out. The state education department continues encouraging parents that testing is critical and that there could be funding consequences. But so far, no action has been taken against districts. State Assemblyman Ray Walters of Williamsville.
There's never been one instance across the country of a school district being penalized for people opting out of the tests. And what this is going to do is it's going to focus, hopefully, the government and the Board of Regents on what is the best way to evaluate our teachers and students without using these standardized tests.
Walters strongly supports opt-out. He says his eighth-grade son won't be taking the standardized tests. But for teachers, these exams cause a great deal of stress for their future evaluations. That's something Interim Leader Ogilvie says remains a difficult issue.
The state, through regulation, has chosen to use state test results to create approximately 20 and up to 40% of a teacher's evaluation. That's where one of the issues comes in.
SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher is also weighing in, writing a blog post titled Opting Out of Our Future. She encourages students not to opt out. She says the standardized tests have become a pawn in political debates about teacher evaluations. Zimpher notes the tests are a way to measure what students know and diagnose where educators need to improve teaching and learning. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.